Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
I'm taking a chance going in cold. It could be somebody looking for eye care. Is this Alan Adams by chance?
I'd like a large pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it is me. It is me.
You made it. You survived.
Yeah, no, it's one of the great days at this job. It's the annual College of Liberal Arts and Sciences awards ceremony where we're recognizing faculty achievement and student achievement. And these people just have a lot of nice things to say about one another. And so we're running a little bit later than anticipated.
Well, no worries. We're happy to have you, even for a moment. Hey, I don't even know if you saw any movies, but I want to ask about the opening weekend of Mr. Burns at Penobscot Theater and how all that went.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Like, I am, you know, we'll see what happens going forward, but for the time being, I'm really proud of my community and the way they've responded to this show, because it is, and like we've talked about it, it's a challenging show in a lot of ways, both in terms of structure and content and whatnot. But the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Like, I've been just so blown away by how receptive the audiences have been to the sort of big ideas that we're putting forward and the way in which we're presenting them, because it is not a traditional theatrical performance in a lot of ways. And so to have the chance to share that with people is really, it's really been great. I've been telling people, like, I always love what I do, but like, I particularly love this one. And I'm really proud of the work that we've all been putting together on this. So 2 more weeks to see it, 8 more shows. We run through May 5th.
Well, you know, it's always great to be in a play, but there's nothing better than being in a play that you would love to be watching if you were in the audience as well.
Well, that's just it. And like, you know, and it's like, I've seen this show before. And so to have the opportunity to be in it, because I fell in love with it when I watched it. And so to have the opportunity to be part of it and to like play some, you know, small role in bringing it to life, it's just, you know, it's, you just feel so fortunate. You know, I'm so grateful to Jonathan Barry for the opportunity, and to all the cast and crew for, like, it's just been a phenomenal experience all around. And like, it's work that I'm really, really proud of.
Well, I love the pictures that Bill Kirkendall has taken. Everything looks great. The set, the costumes all look amazing. So I cannot wait to see it. You start up again on Thursday night?
Yep. We do have a show on Thursday night. We run Thursday through Sunday. That will not mark my return to the stage, because we're doing one of them ready, set, go situations on Wednesday night, and I will be taking part of that. Where the folks at Improv Acadia come together and improvise a brand new show on the pre-existing set. They've moved that performance to Wednesdays instead of Sundays. So this Wednesday at 7 p.m., if you want to see me do something, you know, weird in a whole different way on this set, this is your opportunity to do just that.
That's fantastic. So that's Wednesday at 7, and then Mr. Burns, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, you can call Penobscot Theater during regular business hours, 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or just stop by the box office at the historic Bangor Opera House and get your tickets. You don't want to miss this show. I know we can't wait to see it when we get our chance. Have you seen any movies?
I did see one. I had the pleasure, of watching the part 2 of Zack Snyder's totally not a Star Wars movie, Rebel Moon, on Netflix. Part 1 came out like 2 months ago. Rich, I got to be honest with you. Like, I saw part 2 was dropping this weekend. I'm like, well, I saw the first one. And that's literally all I remembered. I remembered that I had seen it with my eyes, but as far as what happened, there was nothing remaining. So I'm like, well, do I do my homework or do I just go in cold? And Rich, I went in cold, and I got to say, that was probably the right choice, because honestly, like, having more information was not going to help me in any real way watching this movie. Look, you know you're in for it when your movie starts with, I'm going to say, between 3 and 4 minutes of just voiceover, basically being like, oh, hey, you know that, you know, you know that movie that came out two months ago that you clearly don't remember? Well, here's what happened. So they basically give you like a 4-minute plot synopsis at the top of it so that you can feel like you know what's going on. Because again, even Zack Snyder knows that no one remembers what happened in the previous version of this movie. So, but yes, this is Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. And I should note that that aforementioned narration is delivered by none other than Sir Anthony Hopkins, who is in this movie. But he is in voice only because he is the voice of a robot. He's a robot voice in this movie. And, you know, and it's like, but, you know, Sir Anthony, you know, knights need pools too, so I'm not going to fault the guy. Yeah, so you get your. I could try to explain the plot to you. It's basically the bad guy died at the end of the last movie. Except, what if he didn't? Basically, how it goes. We have our aforementioned rebels on their rebel moon, trying to figure out how to prevent the evil. I mean, I'm just going to call them the Empire. I don't remember what they're actually called in the movie, but it's the Empire. And they are called to, these simple farmers on this moon are meant to provide grain for help feed the troops of the Alliance or the Imperium or whatever the heck it's called. Let me tell you, like, when I say that grain plays a serious part in this film, Rich, there are not one but two slow-motion montages, extended montages of people harvesting grain. Like, that happened. Like, it's not, like, the first time I'm like, oh, wow, this is a thing, and it's going on for considerably longer than you would anticipate. And then it ends, and, you know, there's a tiny bit more story, and you're like, okay, we're getting back. And then they go back, and there's more grain harvesting, and and you just find yourself wondering, I mean, the movie's 2 hours long. Like, did we need two grain harvesting montages? But you know what? I'm not Zack Snyder, so as he's firmly established, that dude never met a movie he couldn't make longer and less interesting. So we're there. So the aforementioned bad guy who died at the end of the first movie, the evil Admiral Noble, which is a hilarious name for an evil guy. Gets brought back to life by science. Again, it's not clear exactly what happens, but there's a scene where he's like in a pool of goo and there's a bunch of like brightly colored wires sticking into him. And then, you know, he comes out of a cocoon and he's awake again.
Mm.
I guess that's how it works. But, yes. So our rebel forces, such as they are, it's basically like the Dirty Dozen, which makes sense because this is so much a basically like Star Wars by way of Kurosawa pastiche, except if Star Wars was way more boring and Kurosawa was much less talented. Like, that's basically where we land with Rebel Moon. And then there's some fighting, there's some fussing and some feuding, and you're like, are the good guys going to win? I mean, probably, but ultimately nobody wins because I've spent 2 hours watching.
Wow. Rebel Moon 2, Against the Grains.
That would be a far superior title to what we got. And The Scar Giver. That subtitle is, like, we finally figure out what that's about. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I have difficulty really coming up with much positive to say about this movie, including the fact, like, it sounds like I'm describing a dream that I had. I watched this movie yesterday, Rich.
it's already drifting from your memory.
Disappear. It's just, it's so unmemorable. It's just such a piece of, like, it just exists. It's a movie that exists. I'm sure it makes sense to Netflix. I'm sure they got their, you know, millions of clicks or views or however they count their metrics. And they got what they wanted out of it, but man, I will say, you gotta be making a conscious effort to make a movie that costs this much look and feel this cheap. So,
There you
but
go.
That's Netflix for you.
Well, here's what I would say. Look, if you have limited time to devote to your entertainment, your arts, push aside that Rebel Moon time. Get yourself down to Penobscot Theater this weekend and see live theater Mr. Burns at Penobscot Theater.
Look, you know, it's always difficult to toot your own horn when it comes to stuff like this, but honestly, Rich, I think this is a really good show, and I think it's a show that's going to resonate with a lot of people, including people who don't necessarily think the theater is for them. Like, for those people out there who are like, I don't go to the theater, I don't feel connected to the theater, like, this is a show that could change your mind. So I hope that I hope you give it a chance, because I think it's really well worth the ride.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it. Thanks, Al.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
All right, catch you soon. Alan Adams talking movies and theater with us here on Pass the Popcorn on Downtown.